Alright, alright.
Yo, yo, yo.
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the Pauly and Tony Fusco
yo,
show.
Yo, yo.
As always, Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco. And well, Tony, you're not really in our studios today. We got to be honest with the audience here.
Yeah.
Tony's grandma, Sylvia, she's got a bad foot. And Tony was drafted to take care of her today.
Ugh.
So he's coming to you live, unfortunately, from her living room.
Yeah. She won't stop bothering me about how she needs her foot cream. And I told the lady, wait your turn. I got a global podcast to record. You can stick your foot and your cream up your you-know-where.
Yeah, don't worry, people. We're not letting her get in the way of delivering a terrific show with a terrific guest, unlike last week with John Orand.
Ugh, more like John Borand.
Good one.
Thank you.
A little backstory on our guest today. You know, our show is known for two things. Well, many things, but two mainly.
Yeah.
Spot on sports takes and, of course, investigative journalism. The other day, Tony and I were looking at the sports ratings and we see lows for both bowling and soccer. And I look at Tony and say, wait a moment. Bowling is hugely popular in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
Soccer's big around the world. How come the ratings aren't bigger?
Yeah. We figured there must be a missing link, you know, like Charles Dickens and the apes.
Yup. And we dug deep, as usual, and found that bowling and soccer have the same announcer. This guy's name is Rob Stone, and we're going to have him on in a few minutes here to ask him how responsible he feels for ruining these tremendous sports. But before that, people, there are people out there making so many headlines by saying the dumbest stuff. So we're going to do a new segment on this show called Don't Be Dumb.
Don't be dumb.
All right, first one out the gate here. Presumptive number one pick, Trevor Lawrence, the top QB in the draft, comes out and says this about football to Sports Illustrated. He says, quote, "It's not like I need this for my life to be okay." How disrespectful. Ugh. Anybody who knows anything about how to be successful knows your whole life and personal happiness should completely depend on what you do for a living.
Absolutely, Paulie. I don't want to seem braggadocious, but look at us. We have had a big-time successful career, 22 years in sports media, because we literally don't care about anything except two things. This show, and obviously our highly reputable car stereo business, Pauly and Tony's Car Stereo Hookup and Subwoofer Repair, over at the corner of 34th Street behind the Wawa on Spruce. That's all that matters.
Well said, Tony. And you know, Trevor Lawrence clearly doesn't have his priorities straight.
Nope.
And to make matters worse, I just saw Trevor Lawrence got married.
Ugh, terrible move. Terrible timing.
On the subject of terrible timing, what's that I hear in the background?
Ugh, one second. Grandma, keep it down. We're picking you up on the mic.
Tony, I need my foot cream.
Grandma, I'm doing a show.
So unprofessional on her part. Anyway, let's give our advice to someone else who needs to hear it here.
Don't be dumb.
Former NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez was on Colin Cowherd's new podcast. Because obviously that's what everyone needs, is an extra hour of Colin Cowherd. Anyway, Cowherd asked Sanchez to name the best coach he ever had because, you know, Sanchez played for a billion teams. Here's what Sanchez said. Get a load of this.
Well, I think just based on time on task was probably Philly and Coach Kelly. I know there's Philadelphia fans that would kill me for saying that because they, I mean, hated him by the end. They wanted to run him out of town.
Chip Kelly is the best he had? Chip Kelly, who sucked with the Eagles?
Yeah, fuck out.
Doesn't he remember that with the Jets, he had one of the most brilliant coaches in NFL history? Of course, I'm talking about the great Rex Ryan.
Yeah. Not only were Rex Ryan's plays good, but he focused on what's most important, making his press conferences as funny as possible. He told jokes, one-liners, wore wigs, brought out props. He did it all. Just a real showman.
It was like if an NFL team could be coached by Carrot Top. That's what made it so great. But clearly, Mark Sanchez has no appreciation for the art of coaching.
Tony, I'm not going to ask you again.
on the subject of no appreciation. Tony, what's going on over
there?
Will
you keep it down, you old bag? Your foot and its cream can wait. Unbelievable.
Oh, let's just move on here. One more thing, one more comment that we need to react to.
Don't be dumb.
Legendary quarterback and former Alabama quarterback Joe Namath said that Alabama's Mac Jones is the best quarterback in the 2021 NFL draft. The craziest part of this story, Tony, is the blowback that he's getting for those comments.
Unreal.
Everybody knows Alabama is a quarterback factory, famous for all the good quarterbacks that have come out there. I mean, you can easily name them. You know, Jalen Hurts.
Tua.
Yeah, Tua. Well, you know, I mean, there are a million of them.
Yeah,
we don't
could
need to
name 1,000.
I mean, yeah, we could name 100 more here. But, you know, point is, if Joe Namath says something, nobody knows quarterbacking better than Joe Namath. He's easily in the conversation for greatest of all time.
Yeah, most people don't know he has a 100% winning percentage in the Super Bowl. Does Tom Brady have that? Peyton?
Nope.
John Elway? Brett Favre?
Nope.
No.
You know, by the way, Tony, on the thing people don't have, it's a room. What is
Grandma,
going on?
Grandma, shut up!
Can you tell her our guest is coming on the line?
Grandma, our guest is coming on the line. You better not ruin the guest segment.
Get a real job.
All right. Well, hopefully she'll keep it down because, yes, there's our guest. So let's get him on the line. Here he is on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right, this guy, he's a longtime sportscaster. You know him. You've seen him everywhere. I'm not going to go through his whole history there. It takes too much time. All you need to know is this guy's on Fox, and he does soccer and bowling. Rob Stone, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Team Philly. How are we doing, boys? You all right? You good?
Yeah. Yeah, good to see you.
Oh,
thanks
well,
for coming on.
Are we good? Well, we connected the dots here. Big, big mind-blowing discovery for us. You know, there are two sports in America right now with terribly low ratings. They're great sports, bowling and soccer. And, you know, we wondered, why is nobody watching these sports? There's nothing wrong with them. They're terrific. Then we found out the commonality. They have the same announcer, you. So how much responsibility do you personally take for, you know, ruining these wonderful sports?
Ruining them. I'm hoping I'm adding to them in some way, shape, or form. Am I really associated with two low-rated sports? Come on. I do college basketball, college football. We do all right.
We're not talking about that. It's bowling
numbers.
Season. It's not football season.
You got a pro soccer team there in Philly, man. You have one of the best up-and-coming pro teams in America in the Philadelphia Union, right there in your ballpark. And tell me, Paulie, how many times have you been to see the Philadelphia Union play soccer?
Well, you know, they want to give me free tickets all the time, but, you know, I'm a busy man. Yep. And, you know, number two, I'm busy doing my media research to figure out why people aren't watching them. You're focused on attendance. Anybody who knows jack squat about the media knows the money is in the TV rights. Now, look, come on. Bowling used to be huge. You know that. Biggest telecast of all time. Number one, bowling matches. Two, final episode of MASH. Three, the day after, starring Mr. Jason Robards. But your bowling ratings are so low, Nielsen doesn't even know how to measure them.
Yeah.
Come on. Actually, the bowling community shows up week in and week out. They even watch the re-airs, Paulie. We get huge numbers on FS1 and FS2 with our PBA re-airs. So there's a community out there that loves this sport, and they're Chris Schenkel, as you mentioned, you know, that was the heyday of bowling, and we're trying to bring it back, man. Trying to bring it back. Cut me some slack for crying out loud.
Actually, I have the number in front of me. The re-air on FS2 most recently scored a Nielsen rating of -3, which means 3 people died out of boredom watching that re-air.
You can't have a negative number, man. You can't have a negative Nielsen number. They're not that cruel.
You're living in denial here. But, you know, you brought up something interesting. You know, Chris Schenkel, right? One of the greatest, soft, calm voices of bowling. You look at yourself, Stone. You're loud. You're excited. Don't you think you're turning off viewers with too much excitement that you got to kind of tone it down?
I guarantee you I'm turning off a certain faction of the bowling audience, because I'm not Chris Schenkel, who I admire and has done just did a wonderful job with the sport and everything he touched in broadcasting. He was a gold standard for so long, but I'm not him, man. And you're right, I'm completely different. And there are plenty of people out there who don't enjoy my energy and enthusiasm, but I'd like to think there's a bigger population out there that actually enjoys what we're bringing to bowling right now. And it's not a golf sport. It's not golf clapping. Let's bring your signs. Let's bring your energy. Let's make some noise. And bowling's starting to trend that
way.
Well,
you know, yeah, speaking of looking different, you don't look like a guy who hangs out in bowling alleys. You look like a guy who was on the rowing team at Duke University. Have you ever considered maybe growing a beard, gaining 30 pounds, getting a tattoo, maybe show up in a tank top?
Terrific advice.
The beard project, that's like a month-long project for me. I don't have that much time or patience. And every time I try to grow out my beard, eventually at some point I'll look at myself in the mirror and go, you look ridiculous. And as far as putting on some LBs now, I don't need to do that for this bowling community. And they've moved on from the image of a carton of Marlboros and a case of Milwaukee's Best, and let's go to the bowling center. It's a much different approach and attitude these days.
Well, yeah, it shows how out of touch you are with the bowling community right there. But, you know, there's something you can't deny here. The viewers and their disgruntlement, I should say, with you, and these ridiculous...
Disgruntled? What are they disgruntled with?
You know,
with?
These
just
ridiculous sayings.
We're getting
come
to
on,
it.
These ridiculous sayings you came up with. Yeah, well, let's go over a few of these. If our audience, who probably doesn't watch bowling like most people, here's what you say on... When a bowler gets four strikes in a row, you say... Ham bone. What the hell is that?
Ham bone. It's four strikes in a row. That you just answered the question. Three strikes in a row is a turkey. So four strikes in a row, you know, let's kind of keep it in the same meat type family and let's have a ham bone.
Still makes no sense to me after that explanation. Zero.
Exactly.
You, Tony?
That's the beauty
no,
of it.
You know, shouldn't it be something bigger than a turkey? Like, shouldn't it be like a condor? Hey, it's a condor.
Condor. There.
That's a thought. Yeah, that's a thought. Condor. I'll write that one down.
More of your nicknames here that I don't get. When a guy gets five strikes in a row, you say Yahtzee.
Yahtzee. Yeah, man, you get five in a row. That's Yahtzee, right? Have you ever played Yahtzee, Paulie?
No, I don't play board games. I'm actually just bored watching your games. That's what I am.
Yeah.
Paulie, what do you do with your downtime, Paulie? I'm confused.
You know, first of all, I can see where you're going with this. You're kind of getting a little personal with the jabs.
I'm not going anywhere.
It's a problem. Let me tell you something, because I understand as talent in this business, you're not used to getting negative feedback. You know, you probably got all the Fox suits telling you how great you are. We're telling you the truth here. If you use board games in another game, you're confusing your audience.
Yeah.
Keep it in the game.
Okay.
What's 12 in a row? Battleship?
All right, constructive
what
criticism.
Is it?
Yeah, is it Battleship?
Yeah.
Wait, what are you?
Oh, he got 13 in a row. Hungry, hungry hippo.
It's actually not a bad one. All right, so that's the only
Thank
card
you.
Game or board game I use for bowling.
All right, hold on. One more here. One more that you came up with. I don't know how. 10 strikes in a row.
Oh, this is a good one. This is a good. I'm proud of this one.
You say the Bo Derek based on the 1979 film 10.
The perfect 10.
Don't you think it's time you maybe update your references? You know, something a little more modern, right, Tony?
Yeah, update your actresses, something
right,
more
so
modern.
You?
Say, Lonnie Anderson, Kelly LeBrock.
Yeah, someone more current.
Kelly LeBrock, Lonnie Anderson.
WKRP, Weird Science. All right, okay. I'll keep that in mind.
We're helping you. Now,
Brooke Shields.
Now, quick.
Thank you.
You know, let me just help you. You know, we told you about the excitement. You're too excited, all right? Too loud. Turning off the bowling audience. So we want to do a little prep with you here.
Yeah.
Someone just rolled the game-winning strike to win the match.
Yeah.
How do you react?
I would set it up and I would go, needs a strike for the win, gets the strike, and he is your U.S. Open champion.
That was, too much energy. You got to
tone it down.
Still
turning
too much
off.
Energy.
Can you do that again? All right, here it is. It's for the U.S. Open. Here you go. He rolls the... Go ahead.
We're hoping 10 pins will go down. The ball strikes one of them. They all crumble. Hooray. Congratulations, you've won this tournament.
Nope.
Yeah, not good. Still too much.
Yeah, it takes away from the sport.
Can you just do it one more time? Just a little less.
Turn it down.
A little less. All right, here we go. Ready?
You're home.
U.S. Open on the line. Bowler rolls. Go.
Ball on wood. It rolls. It hits a pin. And, oh, my gosh, they're all down. And what a moment for this young man to win the tournament here in Allentown. Congratulations.
There you go.
Wow.
See, Chris Schenkel would be proud of that
there
one.
You there you go.
Goosebumps
right here.
We're helping
goosebumps.
You. You know, by the way, you don't seem to know much about bowling. Do you actually bowl?
I'm not a strong bowler. No, I don't do a ton of bowling.
Well, what size ball do you use? Because, you know, we use a 22-pounder.
You're a 22-pounder. I'm a little lighter. I like to get my business going down lane a little bit faster. I don't have the meat and the muscle like you guys to throw a 22-pound rock around.
Yeah, once we tried, you know, a 25-pound ball, but it broke the wood and the lane was the people said, hey, you know, hey, Paulie and Tony, we can't do that. So
Hold
we
on.
Had to go down
Hold
custom
on.
To 22.
What's your top score in bowling?
I honestly have no clue. I think maybe I broke 200 at some point. I didn't spend a lot of time on the sport growing up.
Oh, maybe.
This guy, you're commenting on bowling and you can't even break 200? We break 300 every day. You know what?
Every day.
Some of the best coaches weren't the best players, right?
You're making excuses for yourself. You know what I think you need to do, Ian? Do the sport of bowling a favor. Do it right here on the show and say, I, Rob Stone, resign from my position as bowling commentator for Fox Sports officially hereby now. Go ahead.
I don't think I can do that.
You are a disgrace to the community. But guess
I like
what?
It too much.
You're out of this community.
Guess what?
This whole interview, you just
what?
Threw a gutter ball.
You just
because you're off the show.
Yeah.
Get out
you're
of here.
You're off the show.
You're off the show.
Goodbye.
Yeah. You're a ham bone.
Rob
More like just a ham.
Cusco
Bye.
Yep.
All right. I guess thanks for having me.
Jay, hang up.
Hang up the phone.
Hang up the damn phone, Jay.
Jay.
I'm tired of these guys.
Jay, hang up.
Tony, keep it down.
And while you're at it, can you hang up on your grandma? Is that possible?
I swear to God, Grandma, one more peep, and it's off to the senior home.
Yeah, well, we got business to do. Tell her, business to do. Because, you know, at this point in the show, we always have some premiere and space for a terrific company, and that's no exception today, because we're going to do an ad for one of the big names in bowling, Storm Bowling Balls. Let's face it, men. When you go bowling, yeah, you may want to bowl a perfect 300 like we do all the time. But what you really want to do is impress the ladies. Any woman knows that a man should be measured by the size of his balls. And if you really want to impress the ladies, you gotta use Storm's Magnum Edition 25-pound balls. Tony, tell him about one of the hot dates you had at the local bowling alley recently.
Yeah. I took this girl I met at the corner store to the bowling alley on Spruce. We rented a lane, and then she said to me, aren't you gonna pick out a ball from the rack? Maybe a 16-pounder? And I said, please, honey, put that toy away. I'm bringing in the big guns, the Magnum. And she said, wow, 25 pounds? It's so big. You can bowl with that? And I just turned and I threw it down the lane and broke all the pins and the hearts because it was so impressive. And next thing you know, we were getting kicked out of the bowling alley. But not for breaking the pins, but for having sex under the pool table.
What a wonderful story, and a true testament to the power of Storm Bowling Balls. Go down to your local bowling supply store and ask for a Storm 25-pound ball. And if they say, hey, they don't make 25-pound balls, you turn around and just leave immediately. All right? All right. Well, that wraps up our advertisement. And hey, look at that. That wraps up the show. So, you know, we're not going to thank
Paulie.
No.
Oh.
Hold on.
It's the worst.
If it isn't the owner of 1 pound balls, producer Jay, what? Okay.
Couple corrections today.
What?
Tony, you said Charles Dickens was looking for the missing link. I think you meant Charles Darwin, not Charles Dickens.
Yeah. I think I meant I'm going to kick you and your Charles Dickens after the show.
Yeah. Your link is going to be missing when we're done with you, if you catch my drift.
Nah. Paulie, then you said Mark Sanchez played for a billion teams.
Yeah.
It was actually only five. So you were, you know, like way off.
Oh, yeah? Well, your jaw is going to be way off your face after I punch you.
Yeah, you're going to be flying way off the ledge of my apartment building when I shove you off onto the pavement. Now, that's it. No more. We're done.
No more.
No, no. Hey, no. Another one. You both said Joe Namath should be in the conversation for greatest of all time.
Yep.
You do realize his career completion percentage was 50%?
So?
I went to Pro Football Reference to look it up. You could do the same thing. That ranks him 185th out of 199 of qualifying quarterbacks to ever play the game.
Oh, yeah? Well, I looked it up, and you rank number 12 billion on the list of people who know how to do their job.
Yeah. Our completion percentage is going to be 100% after we complete your murder today.
Yeah.
You know, you guys say other people are unprofessional.
Yep.
Telling me you're going to kill me? You're the most unprofessional people I've ever worked with.
Oh, well then good news for you, because you're not going to be working here anymore, because we're going to fire your ass and replace you. Keep sending those resumes.
Send them
Paulie
in.
And Tony Fusco Show at gmail.com. And people, we got big breaking news.
Breaking
Guess
news.
What, Tony? Just booked Super Bowl legend, Eagles legend, Nick Foles on the show next week, finally confirmed. Can't wait for that. Now, look, you know, we're not going to thank our guest, Rob Stone, because he ruined this show as he ruins many shows, many sports. But I will say this, people, make sure to rate and review the show. Tell us how great we are. Hit subscribe. Also, follow us Facebook, Twitter, The Fusco Show, and Tony. Great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you next week, people. Bye.
See ya.
Tony!
Will you stop bitching about your foot cream?